Talking with Teresa Wagoner, who's with the Dairy Max organization. Teresa, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on with the dairy industry right now. And this is an exciting time because as we speak, we're just now wrapping up the month of June, and that is traditionally celebrated as Dairy Month across not only the state of Oklahoma, but all across the country as well. This is a celebration that's been going on for a lot of years.
It has. In fact, Dairy Max was founded in 1935, and the first June Dairy Month was actually Good Health Month and really emphasized the health benefits of dairy foods, which contain that unique nutrient package of calcium and eight other essential nutrients. And even today, just in June, several studies re-emphasized the need for dairy foods in our diet because of that unique nutrient package and its relation to good health.
Now, I know that during the month of June, a lot of our dairy farmers have some field days going on. It's a good time to stop and reflect that we've got still a lot of good families that are a part of the dairy industry at the farm level.
That's right. The dairy farm families of Dairy Max are very dedicated to providing the American public with safe, wholesome dairy foods for their families to enjoy for just pennies per serving. And if you think about the nutrients that that provides for your family in just one serving of dairy, it's a great nutrient bargain. So it's, again, our dairy farmers are so dedicated and, you know, they've seen some economic hard times recently. So the fact that they are still there providing us with these nutrient-rich foods for our families to enjoy because it is their passion. And along with that passion for providing those dairy foods comes the passion for the land and their animals.
You know, you mentioned the fact that the Dairy Max has been around since the 1930s. Dairy Max it operates today what is primarily in three states, right?
Yes, primarily we cover Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma, but we do have a small part of Kansas. So we do represent a large number of dairy farm families.
It's interesting that we've seen some of the big dairy operations from the West Coast especially come inland and come into this part of the country in Texas and New Mexico, a little bit in the Oklahoma Panhandle as well.
Yes, that's correct. And the reason for that is we have a lot of land, for one, and we also have a great climate for dairy cows. And we know that in order to produce the safe, wholesome milk that dairy cows produce, that they have to be comfortable. And cow comfort is top of mind for our dairy farmers. Like I said, their cows are one of their passions, and their cows are like one of their family. So they make sure that they have clean, dry bedding. They make sure that their diet is nutrient-rich as well so that they can provide us with the nutrient-rich dairy foods. But the cows sometimes have their own nutritionist that comes out. I mean, how many of us have our own registered dietitian? I happen to be one, so I do, but not many people do. But they also get regular veterinary care, and they're monitored for any signs of illness by their veterinarian on a regular basis. So dairy farmers invest a lot into making sure that their cows are comfortable and well cared for.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that Dairy Max does at the consumer end as far as working with consumers, involved with some of the dairy industry's efforts to really come up with innovative ways to get milk products to that end user.
Yes, what we really hope to do is to get those dairy products when, where, and how consumers and people want them. And a lot of our partnerships, and really it's the dairy farmers' partnerships because it's their funds that go into making innovative packaging and putting these products out there where families can be sure that they're getting those three needed servings of dairy every day in order to meet those nutrient needs for calcium, potassium, magnesium, vitamin D, some of the what we call nutrients of concern when it comes to meeting nutrient needs. But some of the ways that we're working together is the kid-friendly packaging with milk, such as at the school level. We call it the new look of school milk, but also at convenience stores and quick-service restaurants. At almost every quick-service restaurant, I can name, you know, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Sonic, Subway. They have the bottles that are resealable that really make it more appealing for kids. You can keep it cold. It's easier to open, and research has shown that kids will drink more milk that way. But also, we have products with McDonald's, McCafes for mom that are 80% milk. They also have some yogurt smoothies coming out that will be about 50% milk. And we also have partnerships with Domino's to our American Legends line of pizzas that use some of the non-traditional cheeses such as provolone and feta cheese. A little bit different taste than what you're used to seeing in pizzas, but to make it more appealing to people so that they will enjoy those three servings of dairy.
I know that nutritional message is something that's always a very paramount message.
It is, because we know that for generations, that dairy foods have been an important part of the American diet. And in fact, it's been shown in research that when you have your three servings of dairy every day, you're more likely to be meeting your nutrient needs. And in the most recent dietary guidelines, it was indicated that dairy foods actually provide three of the four nutrients of concern. So we know that they are a very important component of the American diet. They have that unique nutrient package.
You know, as we think about where we are today in trying to meet the needs of consumers, What are you hearing from consumers? What was some of that research that the industry I know has done that tells you where you maybe need to be going in the next couple of 3 years?
Well, I do know it's innovative packaging. It's meeting them where they are. So, again, that's why we are working hard with a lot of the quick service restaurants so that they can serve quick foods that are also nutritious, such as the fruit and yogurt parfaits that you can get at McDonald's and Starbucks and other venues as well. But also, you know, working to reduce the fat in some of the products and just offer a variety of different products and packaging that'll work no matter where you are.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to talk about was coming up month of July is a great celebration where you move from June being Dairy Month to July being Ice Cream Month.
That's correct. Ice Cream Month is actually my favorite month because I love ice cream. But we do know that you need to enjoy ice cream in moderation. But it's a great time to celebrate your dairy farmer for one other product that they can provide us with. And I think most people love ice cream. So a great time to go in and enjoy your serving of ice cream and salute your dairy farmer.
Yeah. One thing is I think is pretty interesting that we're seeing a little bit more of in this part of the world. I know we're seeing it really in a lot of the major metropolitan areas around the country are some of these frozen yogurt venues that are kind of do-it-yourself yogurt places. They've got a lot of different flavors, and they got the toppings and everything. Has that helped move additional dairy tonnage?
Well, anytime you have a dairy product that's in a unique package like that, you're going to increase consumption. That's why we've worked so hard, you know, with McDonald's to do the beverages with them. So yes, it is a great way to, again, to get consumers interested in consuming those three servings of dairy that they need every day. You've got to be careful, though, when you go to a gourmet type of shop like that, because you have to, you know, balance those calories. And we have a great partnership with the NFL called Fuel Up to Play 60, where we're teaching youth to learn that balance between calories and 60 minutes of active play or exercise every day. And so parents, of course, need to model that as well. So it's okay to enjoy your ice cream or your frozen yogurt, but just do so in moderation.